she's not a permanent guest there. She's just there a lot. Okay, just give me the bar, right? Yeah, hello? Smina, got a blonde there at the bar. She's about 5'7". She's got blue eyes, nice build. Her name is Nancy.
I got your message.
Come on here. Where you been? I'm calling all over.
Yeah, I know.
Come on in.
Thanks.
Right, get your stuff. Got a lot of stuff.
Gun off?
I don't know. No particular time.
Whenever the mood strikes you?
I don't really think about it. Was it bothering you?
I don't believe in them. I don't think they're necessary.
Well, what good's a cop without a gun?
Police in London don't carry guns.
Maybe they can't afford it. You know, they're not doing too good over there.
I just meant that it would be nice if no one had to use a gun. And anyway, I think men like them because it's a macho thing, you know? Psychologically speaking, it's like having another male organ.
What?
That's right.
What? Here I'm. Something like that.
A psychologist told me.
And you believed him?
Psychologists don't lie. Not lying is part of their work.
The trouble is, you don't know when somebody's putting you on.
Maybe.
I guess you really glad you were there.
I guess so.
What did you go see a psychologist for, anyway?
I didn't. Came to see me. What time is it?
9:12.
I guess I better go unpack my things.
Hmm? Oh, yeah. Here, the closet's in the bedroom.
Fine. We need plants.
Why?
I'll have to move your shirts to one side, okay?
Yeah, sure.
Stan?
Yeah?
Can I have one of your drawers?
Yeah, whatever you need.
Underwear.
I'm gonna put it on.
What on?
A hockey game.
Oh. Hey, that's a big pizza.
Well, I usually eat a cold one. Yeah, I mean, you only just eat as much as you. It's gonna be all right. Want a beer?
No, I made some tea.
I had tea?
I had some in my purse.
Well, help yourself.
What a shot.
You don't mind if I turn back on the hook?
No, go ahead.
The pizza.
You know, about the only thing I know about you is the kind of food you like. You like everything. So that's not even anything. I mean, I don't know where you were born or where you grew up or what kind of books you like to read.
I don't know much about you either.
That's true.
Or even.
No, thanks. You know, you think with two people in our situation, they might be a little curious about each other. Mm-hmm. Isn't there something you'd like to know about me?
Nothing in particular.
Where I was born? My political affiliations? My favorite color?
How'd you get started hooking?
Turquoise. It's my favorite color.
How'd you get started hooking?
Why?
You want me to ask you a question? That's what I'm curious about.
It's hard to explain.
Take your time. Rangers are dead anyway. It's 5-2 in the last period.
Look, I would just go out with men. We'd have a nice time, and next day they would send me something. You know, flowers, candy, TV sets, toaster ovens.
Huh?
Most of the time with the sales slips. So if I wanted to, I could return them for the money. Uh-huh. After a while, I just got tired of going back and forth to department stores. So after a while, they started giving me cash.
And you never suspected anything?
Look, it wasn't like I took on everybody that came my way. I only went out with men I liked.
How'd you know you liked them?
They had to be a certain type.
Yeah, like what?
Good sense of humor. Nice build. Light eyes. Fair.
There must be hundreds of guys like that.
There are thousands. Hi.
It's real nice.
Just something I bought.
I don't think I've ever seen you wearing anything like that.
Well, I sort of figured this was sort of a special occasion. Listen, I can take it off.
I don't mind it.
I'm flattered. Game still on?
Yeah.
What's the score?
97-103, Knicks. It's basketball.
I guess if you wanted, you could watch a game 24 hours a day.
Probably.
Yeah.
Hey, all right.
You don't know anything about basketball, do you?
No.
Or hockey.
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I'm just feeling you out, you know.
Going to bed.
Okay, I'm gonna watch the rest of the game.
Is there any more on after this?
No, after this is just, you know, movies.
Okay. I'll be in the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
In the bed.
See ya.
Made some coffee.
What time is it?
A little after six.
In the morning?
That's right. Well, see ya.
What are you doing?
Just leaving.
Why? What happened?
Nothing happened. I had a very quiet night.
Well, hey, I fell asleep watching television.
Yeah, I know. I waited up for you. I kept thinking, I'll be back in a couple of minutes, right after Charlie Chan.
Well, it wasn't that great a mystery, you know. I figured it out, and then I guess I fell asleep. Sorry.
It's okay. It gave me a little time to think.
About what?
About all this.
Well, what about it?
What about it is, this is not a very good idea. Well, I'll be seeing you.
Hey, oh, wait a minute, oh.
All right, freeze! I mean, hold it. I mean, you can't go now.
Why not?
Because you hid my clothes, I won't be able to find anything.
Sorry. I didn't mean to confuse you.
Yeah, well, you don't just walk into somebody's home and make everything nice.
It won't happen again. See you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, how about?
Really?
Well, I guess I kind of lost track of time. Barn, I got a sort of personal crisis here. Listen, no, I'll be in and I'll be right in. No, I'll be in. Thanks, Barn, but there isn't anything you can do. Yeah, I appreciate that. Barn, could you make it quick? I'd kind of like to keep the line open. Yeah, right. Okay, bye. How you doing?
Fine. And yourself?
And the pink. So you got my message.
Yeah. Everybody told me you called me.
Well, good.
Everybody told me it was official business.
Not exactly official business. I just wanted you to know it was important.
Well, I'm here.
Come on in.
Four.
Just want to see you again.
Why? Can't you find your shirts?
Don't turn up sooner or later.
I'm sure.
I thought that you might want to take another shot at it. You know, start all over and try it again. Well, why don't you just stay a few days and think it over?
I really don't think you want me here.
Why? Because I watch some ball games on television and sleep on a couch?
No, because I think we do fine in Atlantic City. But I really don't think we're going to make it here.
Well, we can make it here if we go a little slower. I mean, I establish a few ground rules.
Ground rules?
Yeah.
Well, such as?
Such as simple, ordinary things like not messing with the other guy's clothes.
All right.
And no redecorating without mutual consent.
All right. But no watching TV after 11 o'clock.
Okay. But no plants until we know if we're going to last or not.
No plants. All right, no plants. Oh, but how about keeping a lid on snide remarks about former occupations?
Sure.
I guess I should unpack.
Can do that later. I gotta go.
What?
I'm an hour and a half late for work.
Oh.
This has nothing to do with you, believe me.
I believe you.
Some kind of conspiracy. I keep trying to make it to work on time, and every day something new happens.
My psychologist said that habitual tardiness is an expression of ego, a calling attention to oneself.
Yeah, he was full of fascinating things, wasn't he?
Hey, you've got your gun. No offense.
What a shot.
Shower's free if you want it.
Thanks.
It's pulsating real good. Really get your blood flowing.
Uh-huh.
Score still 3-2?
4-2.
Okay, then, I'm gonna go to bed.
Okay.
Coming?
The game's still on.
So I can read about it tomorrow in the papers.
I'm just trying to learn. You know, I want to be able to share in your interests.
Got other interests too, you know.
I'll be there in a little while. Oh, nice shot! Oh, beautiful, beautiful!
You know, when you really think about it, it's kind of silly. A bunch of grown men on skates chasing some big checker around.
That's number 18. Do you know what number 18 is?
No.
He's good.
Yeah. I'm going to take another shower.
In 1 week, through the magic of TV programming, 12 becomes 51. To be more specific, Precinct 12 becomes Squad 51. And 48 times 51 equals a fandemonium marathon of emergency. All next weekend on TV Land.